Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Creedence Clearwater Revival, with a little pickin' and grinnin' today. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and The Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Being watched after the U.S. air attacks on Iran nuke sites, the price of oil that affects gasoline. Iran threatening to block the Strait of Hormuz, through which a lot of oil tankers pass. That's where Iran's oil goes to, says retired Marine Colonel and ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard.
50-60% of the revenue, the government revenue for the Iranian government, comes from oil revenue. So they would be sort of cutting off their nose to spite their face.
So far this morning, oil on world markets is not going up or down much. Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with Russian President Putin. Nearly 150 million Americans under heat alerts from Texas to Maine. Many heat records could be shattered. Forecasters say cooling off with family at a water park in Milwaukee, Nova Rios.
When I went underwater, I felt it like I was like really cold.
New NBA champs Oklahoma Thunder beating the Indiana Pacers 103-91 in Game 7. This is ABC News. More on the Iran situation. Iran says its military will now decide the timing, nature, and scale of its response. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
President Trump also questioning the future of Iran's regime, posting, "Why wouldn't there be a regime change?" The comment possibly hinting at hopes that the Iranian people will now demand new leadership. Vice President J.D. Vance insists the U.S. strikes were about stopping Iran's nuclear ambitions, not toppling its government.
Top movies.
I can't kill dragons.
Dragons emerged victorious over zombies and aliens at the box office this weekend with the live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon, taking in about $37 million in its second week of release.
There's no rescue.
The horror sequel, 28 Years Later, which is new this weekend, put up a healthy $30 million for the number two slot. Meanwhile, Disney's Elio raked in about $21 million. Worst opening weekend for a Disney-Pixar film ever.
Our Mike Dubusky, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you getting tired of packing, unpacking, setting up, and then repacking for one craft show just to do it again next weekend for another show? Join the Creative Outlet team of crafters. For about $1 a day, I will display, advertise, and sell your items for you. I'll help take the stress out of doing what you love most, being creative. For more information, I welcome you to contact the Creative Outlet today.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. the only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
5 minutes after 7, forecast details coming up here on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Good luck getting there as we get set for the day and the week in Southwest Wisconsin.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers like Tina here.
Yeah, they give us special rewards and exclusive deals and everything. It feels like they're putting on a fireworks display just for me.
Yeah, and the grand finale is giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Us Days just got bigger. All customers can get a free phone with no trade-in. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Today's small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
A high in the low 90s again today expected. Partly cloudy, breezy, hot and humid again. A scattered thunderstorm likely by late afternoon. Some storms could be strong in the state. A heat advisory in effect through 7 o'clock this evening. Heat indexes today between 95 and 100, it looks like. For tonight, a low of 66. Showers and thunderstorms tapering off gradually. Still warm and muggy. Tuesday, 79 with a 50% chance of scattered showers. Wednesday, variable clouds, a 60% chance of scattered showers, and a high of 79. Thursday, 85 with occasional showers. And Friday, the only day that rain's not mentioned at this point, partly sunny and warm, and 83. Saturday, up to 88 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, we have an east wind between 5 and 8 miles per hour. After a low of 76, we're at 78 on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Good morning. Today is Monday, June 23rd.
Every time my heart calls your name.
John Barry and WRCO Radio. Today is National Detroit-Style Pizza Day. I always wonder about that because pizza, to me, is, you know, pizza is pizza. It's all good. But anyway, I looked it up. What is Detroit-Style Pizza? Sicilian-style pizza, oftentimes baked in rectangle blue steel pans, the same ones used as drip pans or to hold nuts and bolts at auto plant stores in the Motor City. So that's where I guess that came in. It's also National Hydration Day, something that we need to be doing again today on a very warm day. It's International Widow's Day. It's International Pink Day and Pink Flamingo Day. So there you go. Dress accordingly. SAT Math Day and National Pecan Sandies Day as well. How about it?
No, no, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. Somebody at home.
Sunday morning. Granny's cooking and the game is on. Kiddos running round, aunties are throwing down, serving up the tea and all the gossip in town. Well, these are the times that I miss.
Chapel Heart, these are the glory days right now. 79 at WRCO Studios. We're up 3 already from the overnight low.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate. 647-6345.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Baseball is a game of generations, and so is public transportation.
Town Taxi has been serving Richland Center, Wisconsin, and its surrounding communities since 1978.
Under new ownership with a new focus, we offer local transportation for all your daily needs, as well as long-distance trips and a variety of vehicles for vacation airport service and even wheelchair or walker accommodations for our senior and disabled customers.
So when the game of life has you stuck on second, let the local favorites at Town Taxi get you home.
Or send you away.
Call 608-647-3114 today.
It's summer,
time for festivals, water fun, and sunburns? Not if Community Pharmacy at the Richland Hospital has a say in your day. Stock up on sunscreen and after sun care and save 25% the entire month of June. Head pharmacist Dr. Madeline Oy will help you pick out the right sunscreen for your adventure and skin type. She'll talk to you about relief if your skin takes on too much sun. Keep those rays at bay.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, Phil.
There he is. Boy, that weekend took a lot out of you, it sounds
like. Well, then I come here and I get this and I get that, and it's just like,
right.
You know, I think you're taking advantage of my free time. Henry, you need to do this. You need to do this.
Right.
I'm on break. Well, you just got here.
You're on break? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got here at 7, so, you know.
It's about break.
23 after. Yeah, it's about right.
How are you doing, young
yeah,
man?
We're doing all right.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good.
It was warm.
It was a warm one.
It was a warm one.
It's summer.
Yeah, but yesterday was unseasonably warm.
Yeah, and
it was warm.
The wind was something. You know, there were even some down. I saw some limbs down from that wind.
Uh-huh.
There was no storm. It was just the strong. And you thought yesterday was worse than Saturday.
Oh yes, the Saturday where I was at, the breeze was better. Yesterday morning was horrible. But they watered the field.
Oh.
At 9 o'clock, and you just feel that humidity just like, oh yes, this is like a sauna out here. Yeah. And you know, Sunday, a lot of these teams played Friday night, Saturday, and then Sunday. And half of them didn't want to be there on Sunday.
Right.
I was with them.
That was a Legion tournament.
It was a Legion tournament, yeah. Over in Bedaboo.
Did you, lose any weight though?
Or? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Then you
gained it right back.
At
Hardee's, but
is there a Hardee's over there?
No, but I had to say it.
Oh, maybe
I had ballpark burger.
Oh,
my
ballpark
goodness,
burger.
Are those good?
Yeah, those are good.
Oh my goodness!
So, huh. Wow.
Did you do any lawnmowing or anything?
No. I did as little as possible outside.
And you did the Muscadet Dodgeville game yesterday.
We did, yeah.
How was old Pat Riley?
He was good. He was good. He rigged up some sort of an air conditioner for me, so the booth was a little cooler than normal.
Well, that's kind of cool.
So I appreciated that. It was cool.
Yeah, that was that was kind of neat.
Uh-huh.
So you think Pat actually carried it upstairs?
No, his son did.
His son. Oh.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're good. This is a good thing that he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. His son is a good guy.
We don't get a lot of respect from Pat, you know, but you texted him and said, Phil Neese coming to broadcast, he said, oh, goody, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Yeah. I can just hear him say it now.
Oh, goody, I'm blessed.
Yeah. Did you say anything about that to him?
I did. Yeah. He changed the subject right away.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Oh, that big dink.
That's right. Oh, well, what do you
think? Anyway, you know what? How did the hamburger introduce his girlfriend, Phil?
I don't know.
Meet Patty.
Oh. Oh boy.
I've had that one on. I've had that one for a while.
Yeah, that's almost sixth grade comedy.
It's pretty good though.
Why was the cell phone scared to go to the dentist?
Oh boy.
He didn't want him to remove his Bluetooth.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. That'd be newer than my sixth-grade comedy club.
Yes. Wife says, sweetheart, I hope you realize that God sent me to you.
Oh, yeah.
And then the hubby says, yes, but I don't understand what sins I have committed.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We're underway.
Yeah.
Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir. All right. I have one. This is Pat talking to Joe.
Oh.
Or let's just say Debbie talking to Joe. The new hearing aid, or Debbie says the new hearing aid is the best hearing aid there ever was. I couldn't hear this good even when I was a kid.
Oh.
I have never heard this good. Joe replies, what kind is it? Debbie goes, it's a quarter past five.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I tell you what, Debbie's into it, you know.
Why was the Roomba late for class?
I don't know.
It overswept.
Well, those poor things. It overswept.
Do you have a Roomba?
No. My uncle did one time.
I mean a Woomba.
My uncle did one time.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, and picked up some dog poop and did it all the way through his house.
It'll do that.
He was so happy.
Yeah. It'll do that. Spread it out, but, you know, it does some good things, too.
Here's another Joe and Debbie joke.
Oh.
All right. Joe goes, in other news, six Brazilian men tragically died in a skydiving accident yesterday. Debbie goes, oh, my gosh, that's horrible. Joe goes, yeah, it's really sad, but, you know, they were skydiving. There's always an element of risk. And Debbie goes, I know, it just seems like so many. And Debbie pauses for a minute and goes, wait, how many is a Brazilian? Poor Debbie and Joe. They're not right.
That's not good.
No.
Why did Hank go out with a fig?
Oh, my God.
Because he couldn't get a date. Did you go out with a fig over the weekend, did you?
A whole box of them.
Yeah.
The Fig Newtons.
Yes. Why couldn't the pirate find his playing cards?
What?
He was standing on the deck.
Oh, my gosh.
Sixth grade comic.
Yes. We have brought it back, haven't we? I just applied for life insurance, Phil. They asked me, sir, do you participate in any dangerous activities? I replied, sure. Yes, sometimes. I disagree with my wife.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment. You got to be good.
Nope. I didn't say anything.
My wife said to me, let's go out and have some fun tonight. I said, okay, but if you get back before me, leave the light on.
Boy.
Yeah. Husband comes home drunk one night.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The wife is waiting for him at the door with a frying pan in her hand.
Oh, boy.
To which the husband says, go to bed, honey. I'm not hungry.
And we can see why.
Yes.
You're single.
Yeah,
we can see it.
Here's another, this is just a tip from Hank here.
Okay.
But did you know if you garden naked, your neighbors will build a privacy fence at no cost to you.
And fast.
It took about 2 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were tiptoeing through the tulips.
With no speedos.
What's worse? Oh, boy.
That one hunter said to the other one, how come I can't go turkey hunting with you? The other one replies, because the game warden told me my limit is one turkey at a time.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Well, anyway,
back up. I'm getting ready for the kicker. What do you call something that has the head of a man and the tail of an eagle?
I don't know.
A quarter.
Think
about it.
Yes.
Think about it. Sixth grade comedy club.
Yeah, one hunter said to the other, how was your hunting trip? That bird dog you loaned me ruined the whole thing. What? That's impossible. That dog loves to hunt. Oh, yeah? He knocked over my shotgun and blew a hole in the back of my new pickup truck.
Ooh.
Well, I said he loved to hunt. I didn't say he was a good shot.
Hankster.
What can you do, buddy?
Oh, man.
What can you do? It's a tough one.
I'm preparing for the kicker.
Is it time for the kicker already? I went through all my jokes.
I'm getting ready. I'm backing up here.
Are you ready?
Okay, go.
All right. This is a husband and an inspector going back and forth. Husband goes, I lost my wife. She went shopping and hasn't come back yet.
Hmm.
The inspector, what is her height? The husband goes, I never cheated. The husband goes, slim or healthy? Husband, not slim, but can be healthy. Inspector, the color of her eyes? Husband goes, never noticed. The color of her hair? Changes according to season. Inspector goes, what was she wearing? Husband goes, not sure whether it was a dress or a suit. The inspector goes, was she driving? The husband goes, yes. And the inspector goes, the color of the car? Husband goes, black Audi A8 with supercharged 3.0 liter V6 engine, engineering 333 horsepower, teamed with an 8-speed Tritronic automatic transmission with manual mode, and it has full LED headlights, which use light-omitting discoids for the light functions, and has very thin scratch on the front left door. And the husband started crying. The inspector goes, "Don't worry, sir, we'll find your car."
Oh man.
Yes.
He knew,
yeah.
He knew the description of the car pretty well. Boy, oh boy.
It's pretty sad. And how many sad. People out there right now going, "Yep, that's
sad
my
true.
Husband."
Yeah.
That's my husband.
Could be.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, well, at least you're not in trouble today.
No, I've done pretty well. I've been home more, so I can, you know.
I bet June really appreciates that.
I don't know. I can't tell.
I mean, she hasn't, like, smothered you in love or anything?
No. But she always says, "Don't you have somewhere to be?" You know,
John Denver now playing.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, buddy, I hope you have a great day, and everybody out there, be kind.
That's old Hank Bray today.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's drivers that they need.
Do you remember your school bus driver? The one who got you to school safely? Now it's your turn to make a difference. Join us at Cobuson for our open bus hiring event, Thursday, June 26, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Take a seat behind the wheel of a bus and see how easy it really is. Learn about our generous bonus program. Visit Cobuson.com for the location near you.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's the perfect job for me.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pollers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipollers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Iconic Moments, 1931, aviators Wiley Post and Harold Gaddy took off from Roosevelt Field in New York on an all-around-the-world flight that lasted 8 days and 15 hours. The Senate joined the House in overriding President Truman's veto of the Taft-Hartley Act that was designed to limit the power of organized labor, 1947. And 1972, President Nixon signed into law the Education Amendments of 1972, including Title IX, which barred discrimination on the the basis of sex for any education program or activity receiving federal assistance. Some notes from this day in history. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Mavelin Salisbury. Happy second from Dad, Mom, Kendall, Liam, and Fulton. And also to Mavelin Salisbury. Happy second from Grandpa Steve and Grandma Ellen. To Landon Wessels of Highland on your big 16th birthday. Love from Cousin Charlene. R.J. Larson from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday, Chad Nanke from Blue River United Methodist Church. And best wishes to Margie Simpson. Have a wonderful day from Mel and Linda Felton. To Luis Garcia, have a great day from Celine. Have a great day, little Al Durst from Uncle Butchie and Auntie Margaret. Yes, Mugrat, I should say. Sorry. Have a great day, Al Durst, from Nick and Leah and all the grandchildren. Happy birthday wishes today. Greetings as well to Elena Brown. Happy birthday from Aunt Leah, Uncle Nick, and the cousins. Happy birthday, Ashley Baker and Denise Mulholland. Have a great day from your friends at Little Birthday and Anniversary Club. Happy birthday wishes from Schmidtwood and Hills residents and staff to Ella Johnson. Must get a Blue River and Avoca Lions with wishes today to pass along to Kristen Campbell, Roxanne Nanke, Kurt Gutweiler, and Kathy Rowe. Also to Kara Clevin, Chad Nanke, Owen Clark, Melissa Benkert, and happy anniversary wishes to Mr. and Mrs. Paul Hendricks, and to Kurt and Sandy Pospical. Happy anniversary to Josh and Kristen Joseph from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also to Kristen and Josh Joseph, have a great day today from Nick and Leah and the kids. From the RC Lions, we wish the best to Oakland Omen, to Maybelline Salisbury and Tricia Olson, Owen Clark, Shelley Elliott. Have a happy anniversary to Kyle and Danny Wagner. Norm and Mary Sandmeyer celebrate today. And have a happy day today to Janessa and Etienne Nito. Love you both from Grandma Ida and also from the RC Lions. We send out best wishes. Happy anniversary to Doug and Jill Summer from Richland Center United Methodist Church.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we're overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Wells Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize is a three-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes, including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or $5 for $45, available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, and Napa Auto Parts. Winners are drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Thank you for joining us today on WRCO Radio. We salute all of our special couples as well, celebrating on the 23rd of June. Here's Elvis Presley.
How many girls choose cotton dress worlds when they could have satins and lace and stand by her man, never once letting shame touch her face? How many hearts could live through all the winters we've known and still not be cold? True love travels on a gravel road. Down through the years, we've had hard times and tears, but they only helped our love grow. And we'll stay together no matter how strong the wind blows. Not once have I seen your blue eyes fill with envy or stray from the one that you hold. Oh, true travels on a gravel road. Love is a stranger and hearts are in danger on smooth streets paved with gold. Oh, true love travels on a gravel road. Yeah, true love travels on a
Phil Nay, I hope you have a wonderful day and an awesome week in southwest Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz has the news coming up next.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 79 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. A heat advisory is in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. The heat index should reach the upper 90s or so. Partly cloudy, breezy, hot, and humid today. Scattered thunderstorms likely by late afternoon. Some could be strong with a high of 91. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms tapering off gradually. Still warm and muggy with a low of 66. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 79. In Richland Center, we're up to 80 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A tractor accident in Iowa County was fatal over the weekend. At approximately 12:30 Sunday afternoon, emergency responders were dispatched to a rural property near State Highway 80 and County Highway BH for a report of a tractor rollover. A male victim had been operating a tractor equipped with a mowing attachment on a steep hillside. During mowing operations, the tractor lost traction on the incline, sliding down the hill and overturning. The victim was pinned beneath the tractor. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office, along with the Highland Volunteer Fire Department, Cobb Volunteer Fire Department, and first responders, and Highland EMS units all arrived on scene and worked in coordination to render aid. Despite the efforts of responders, the victim was pronounced deceased at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. Out of respect for the victim's family, the identity of the deceased is being withheld pending further family notifications. Lawmakers are reacting to U.S. military action against Iran Saturday. Lisa Hale has more.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson told Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News that he supports the president's decision not to let Iran become a nuclear power.
So President Trump has been very clear. We could not allow Iran to become a nuclear power. They were getting too close. They simply would not listen to him. They wouldn't give it up. They could have given this up years ago.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin said the administration's actions without congressional approval ignores the Constitution and puts service members at risk and puts us, quote, on the verge of an all-out war. See our story at civicmedia.us for more reactions from Wisconsin lawmakers.
Newly elected Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Devin Remeker says the loss of jobs informed his experience growing up in Two Rivers.
And how it sort of left folks that used to have good paying union jobs sort of out in the cold.
In his first interview with CHAFER News in Manitowoc since being elected DPW chair, Remeker says the party needs to connect with voters in all 72 counties on critical issues such as health care.
You know, in some parts of the state, what access to health care means is there a doctor that's going to be in network for my plan within 2 hours or a hospital within an hour? You know, particularly up north and in central Wisconsin where there can be, you know, health care deserts.
He wants the party to step up its media game, which he calls the more-than-door strategy.
Although we do a very effective job of showing up year-round to make sure that we are talking to folks, you know, at their doorstep, we have not been as competitive in other forms of media. Be it traditional media sometimes, cable news, Fox News has an overwhelming audience, but especially in digital media.
Remeker succeeded Ben Wickler, who declined to run after serving as state Democratic Party chair since 2019. A recent report from the Wisconsin Elections Commission found fewer barriers for elderly and disabled voters at polling places compared to a 2023 review. Under Wisconsin statute, the WEC is required to submit a report to the legislature regarding voting barriers faced by the elderly and voters with disabilities. The report is due no later than June 30th in odd-numbered years. For the 2024-25 election cycle, the WEC reviewed 477 randomly selected polling places across 299 municipalities in 42 counties. The average number of non-compliant findings per polling place was 5.2, down from 5.6 in 2023. The survey, conducted in compliance with the 2010 Americans with Disabilities Act standards for accessible design, includes reviewing ramps, doorway widths, and adherence to election laws, such as posting required notices and providing accessible voting equipment. Each non-compliant finding is assigned a severity level based on the barrier, 1 for low, 2 for medium, 3 for high. The totals for each category were multiplied by the severity number and added together. The 2024-25 median non-compliance score was 11, the same as in 2022-23. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is announcing that charges have been filed in Rock and Dane counties against two individuals in connection to a multi-agency investigation. According to the criminal complaints, Paul Van Dyne Jr. and Andrea Whitaker are alleged to have conspired to gather or create poisons and use them to attempt to murder two different women with whom Van Dyne had previously been involved. Van Dyne and Whitaker were each charged in Rock County with 3 counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide as a party to a crime, use of a dangerous weapon, 1 count of aggravated battery as a party to a crime, use of a dangerous weapon, 1 count of first degree recklessly endangering safety as a party to a crime, use of a dangerous weapon, and 1 count of stalking resulting in bodily harm as a party to a crime, use of a dangerous weapon. In Dane County, Van Dyne was charged with 2 counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and 1 count stalking. Whitaker was charged with 2 counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide as a party to a crime and 1 count for harboring or aiding a felon. During this investigation, DCI has worked closely with partners, including the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratories, Federal Bureau of Investigation, City of Madison Police and Fire Departments, City of Middleton Police Department, Rock County Sheriff's Office, and the 54th Civil Support Team. The cases are being prosecuted by the Rock and Dane County District Attorneys. Disasters like hurricanes and severe summer weather can disrupt blood drives for several days and impact the momentum of a growing blood supply. Help the American Red Cross plan for the unexpected by making an appointment to give blood or platelets. Blood has a shelf life of 42 days, which means ongoing donations are key to ensure medical needs are met. Type O blood donors and those giving platelets are especially needed as the summer season continues. A number of blood drives will be held this week. The first will be held today from 1 to 6 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. A blood drive will be held Tuesday from 9 to 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. And 5 blood drives will be held around the area Friday. The first will be held from 9:30 to 1:30 at the Waniwok Public Library. The second will be from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. 2 blood drives will be held from noon to 5, one at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland, the other at the Iowa County Sheriff's Office in Dodgeville. The fifth on Friday will be held from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Visit redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app to book a time to donate.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard summer ready and your tools in check at Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Right now, Ace Reward members get exclusive deals on DeWalt tools, including combo kits, batteries, and fans. Need to dig in? Save on long-lasting, handled tools like rakes, shovels, and hoes, all built to last. And don't forget your lawn. Grab Ace brand fertilizer to keep your grass green, thick, and backyard barbecue ready. That's Walsh's Ace, where helpful is just what we do, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Monday, June 23rd. Stanley Miller, 81 of Avoca, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held this morning at 10 at the Pleasant Valley Amish Mennonite Church, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Stanley Miller, 81 of Avoca. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51 of Spring Green, died unexpectedly June 12th. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. A private burial will be held in the East Side Cemetery in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center, died last Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Private family burial will be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center. Clarence Daniel Whipf, 73, of Richland Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at Grace Life Church in Richland Center with burial in the English Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Tuesday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at Grace Life Church Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 11. Clarence Daniel Whipf, 73, of Richland Center. Joseph Joe Sweenick, 68, of Ithaca, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family. Joseph Joe Sweenick, 68, of Ithaca. Richard Bartles, 79, of the Five Points area, died Thursday. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Richard Bartles, 79, of the Five Points area. Carl Pompa, 71, of Richland Center, died Friday. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Carl Pompa, 71, of Richland Center.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Partly cloudy, breezy, hot, and humid today with scattered thunderstorms likely by late afternoon. Some could be strong with a high of 91. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. The 8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. It's 80 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pentagon experts are continuing their assessing of how much damage the Saturday U.S. air attacks did to Iran's nuke program. Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with Russian President Putin. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Here at home, law enforcement also on high alert. Homeland Security warning state and local officials of a heightened threat environment.
Nearly 50 heat records for this day could be equaled or broken, forecasters say. About 150 million Americans are under heat alerts from Texas to Maine. A lot of folks have much to clean up, says ABC's Allison Kosick.
New York's governor issuing a state of emergency for more than 30 counties after heavy rain and dangerous flash flooding slammed parts of the state. Outside Utica, at least three people were killed, including six-year-old twins. The violent weekend of weather stretching across the country.
Took seven games, but the Oklahoma Thunder beat the Indiana Pacers and are the new NBA champs. This is ABC News. NATO leaders are expected to